Welcome to my talk about container live migration. My name is Adrian Rebo. I work at Red Hat. I'm involved in process migration, which is the basis for container migration since for the last 10 years at least. This is all based on Creo, which I will give an introduction about here. And I'm working on Creo since 2012 at least. And I'm focusing on container migration since 2015. Everything I'm talking about here has been already written down in an article, can be found here. And I want to start with a definition, what I think or what I do when I say container live migration, because it's something people often ask me about the details. So basically, it's the idea of transferring a running container from one system to another. You could also say stateful migration, so the process just continues to run at the same point in time. You stopped it before the migration, and the basic concept is I serialize the process or the whole container on my source system somehow. Then I transfer it to the destination system, and then I just restart it, and the container keeps on running at the same point in time I started the migration of the whole thing. As already mentioned, this is all based on Creo, checkpoint, restore in user space, and there are multiple integrations of checkpoint, restore, user space in different container runtimes. I will give an overview later which container runtime has Creo support right now. And the main things I will demo will all be Portman based. So this is about the integration of Creo and Portman and how to use it to live migrate containers. So I want to give you some details about Creo works, how Creo works. So the first step you have to do, you have to checkpoint your processes. So you have a container, and you have multiple processes running inside it, and you tell Creo, I want to checkpoint this container. You point it, or you give it the PID of the first process in the container, and it will just stop and collect the information of all processes in the process tree, so all child processes are always checkpointed with the first process. And Creo does this, or one possible way how Creo does this is using ptrace to stop the process. There's also the way to using the cgroup freezer to stop the processes. And so Creo stops the processes, collects all the information, and writes it to disk. And so the tool is named Creo, is named Checkpoint Restore in user space, and there's a reason for the name, because before Checkpoint Restore in user space was developed, there were multiple other Checkpoint Restore implementations for Linux there, and they were not in user space. They were either completely in kernel space, or they were even more in user space with syscall syscall something. So, whatever. So Creo works a different way. Creo tries to use existing kernel interfaces as much as possible. So there's basically not one kernel interface added by Creo, which is only useful for checkpoint restore. The interfaces Creo added to the kernel are most of the time to get more information about the running process from the kernel. There are also, for a lot of the things Creo added, there are other use cases which are using this new information which Creo added since 2012. And once Creo collected all the information from the proc file system, then there's the next step, which is called the parasite code. This is probably my most favorite part of Creo, because it's also the craziest if you go into the details, because it's you wouldn't expect something like this when you start looking at a project like, I don't know, I wouldn't expect it at all, somebody doing something like this. So the parasite code is injected into the running process. So the process has been stopped, paused using ptrace, and now Creo extracts some code out of the process using ptrace and replaces this code with a parasite code. Now that the parasite code is in there, Creo restarts the process at a point of the parasite code. The parasite code is running inside of the address space of the processes it wants to dump, and it's running kind of a daemon, so the parasite code connects to the main Creo process, and the Creo process can send commands there to the process to do things from within the address space of the running process. And one of the main, or one of the biggest things which are happening from inside of the, from the parasite code, is dumping the memory from the process to disk so that it can be later be restored and the same memory information is there as before checkpointing. And although ptrace offers a way to extract memory from the process, out of the process, this used to be slow at a point where the parasite code was written. And if you're looking at migration times, the dumping of the memory is really fast, because most of the time for your migration will always be spent by the network transfer to transfer the checkpoint image from one system to another. So the parasite code is used to write all this information to disks, and to disk. And once the parasite code is done, it's removed from the process. Creo calls this now curing the process. The original code is restored, or the parasite code is removed, and the original code which was there will be copied back, so that if you want to continue to run your process, it will just run without ever knowing that it was under the control of the parasite code. And at this point, the checkpointing is basically finished. All the information has been written to disk. And in the case of a migration, you would probably kill your target process so that it stopped. But it also can continue to run. This is whatever you feel like is the best for your use case. What's also